This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado has reached a new milestone in early childhood education, with significantly more workers in the field holding credentials. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
More than 31,000 professionals now hold an active early childhood professional credential. That's 72% of the early childhood workforce. This is up from 54% last year. The optional credential recognizes education, experience, and ongoing professional development. Governor Jared Polis says the achievement reflects the state's commitment to supporting the educators who help Colorado's children grow and thrive. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Concession workers at Denver International Airport are planning to picket in hopes of getting a better contract. The picket will take place at the airport plaza this Saturday. Their union says the workers are seeking better health care coverage. June is the start of summer and of Colorado's ozone season. The dangerous lung irritant forms in the atmosphere on hot, sunny days. Kirsten Schatz is an air quality advocate for the Colorado Public Interest Research Group. During a press conference, she urged Front Range residents to protect themselves this summer.
I hate to say it, especially as the parent of two young kids, but from noon till about 8 p.m., those are the hours when ozone pollution tends to peak. Stay inside if you can.
For ozone alerts, to know when to stay inside, you can sign up at simplestepsbetterair.org. In Denver, there may be a lot more newlyweds tomorrow. To kick off Pride Month, the city is once again holding its Pride Marriage Marathon. At the County Clerk and Recorder Building, couples can walk in, buy a marriage license for $30, and get hitched with no additional costs or appointments. This is CPR News.